All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling something that I think is always on our minds.
Oh, yeah.
Building those genuine relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that help us grow, both personally and professionally.
Absolutely.
We're going to be dissecting a YouTube video by Glenn Marsden.
Okay.
An entrepreneur who's built a really impressive network, to see what we can learn.
Cool.
And what's interesting about Marsden is right off the bat, he kind of throws some cold water on all those quick fix formulas that you see everywhere promising, connect with these 5 super successful friends and poof, you've got instant success.
It's like magic.
Yeah. He calls BS on that, right?
He does.
He spent over 10 years building his network.
Wow.
So he's got no time for these get-rich-quick schemes when it comes to relationships.
That's right.
And I think that's a good reminder that those genuine connections,
mm-hmm.
the kind that actually elevate your life, they take real time and effort.
It's so true.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Just surrounding yourself with successful people doesn't automatically make you successful.
No, it doesn't rub off like osmosis or something.
No, you need that.
Yeah.
Shared, the values, the mutual support.
The quality of the connection.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference.
That brings us to one of Marsden's big points, which is authenticity.
Yes.
He's all about bringing your real self to the table, letting your energy and sincerity shine through.
When?
That's what attracts the right people, not some kind of manufactured persona.
It's interesting because he even talks about being able to sense people's intentions almost.
Oh, really?
He's got a built-in BS detector.
Interesting.
Like he can spot the genuine ones versus the ones who are just trying to use him to climb the ladder.
That's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, how much we rely on those gut feelings when we're connecting with people.
I know.
Maybe we all have that inner radar.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to learn to tune into it a little bit more.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever tried to break into a tight-knit group or connect with someone who's way up on that success ladder?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
It can feel like you're trying to crack Fort Knox, especially in certain industries.
Yeah. Marsden uses this analogy of earning a seat at the table.
Okay.
He's talking about those influential circles.
Yeah.
The ones that include people like Mel Robbins or Jay Shetty.
Uh-huh.
He's not saying it's impossible to connect with these people.
Right.
But you can't just force your way in.
You can't just barge in there.
No, you got to show that you're bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
Demonstrate
value.
Yeah, demonstrate value.
Show that you're not just there to take, but to contribute.
Exactly.
It's almost like an apprenticeship in a way, learning from those who are further down the path.
Yeah, and a long game. It's not a quick transaction.
Right.
Marsden actually shared this practice that just blew me away.
Oh, yeah.
He sends podcast edits to his guests for approval before publishing. Talk about respect and commitment to building trust.
That's going above and beyond.
Yeah. And he also mentioned being fiercely protective of his guests from that whole clickbait media circus.
Yeah.
He did. It really says a lot about his integrity and the importance he places on those genuine long-term relationships.
Definitely.
It makes you wonder, how many of us are truly investing in our relationships?
Yeah.
Not just in terms of time, but in terms of genuine care and respect.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
And Marsden challenges this idea that pouring into people always means financial investment.
Right.
He's more focused on those genuine actions being present, showing support, demonstrating that you really value the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us to another area where Marsden gets pretty real social media, especially LinkedIn.
Okay.
He does not hold back on his critique of the superficial networking culture that's become so prevalent.
What does he say?
He has this analogy that I think just sums it up perfectly. He says pitching on LinkedIn is like asking for a kiss before you even know someone's name.
Wow.
It's all about getting ahead, not about genuinely connecting.
Yeah, you're just using people
exactly
as stepping stones.
So we've got authenticity, long-term investment, ditching the superficiality.
Right.
Marsden is giving us a lot to think about.
He is.
But here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
He believes we can actually learn a lot from the wrong people in our lives.
The wrong people.
Yeah, those negative experiences that, let's be honest,
we've all had them.
We've all had them. But instead of just dwelling on the negativity,
yeah,
he suggests using those interactions to define what you don't want in your circle.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like they become these cautionary tales showing you the red flags to look out for.
Right. Instead of just saying, ugh, that person is so toxic, you can say, okay, What did that experience teach me?
Exactly.
What behaviors do I want to avoid?
It's a total mindset shift.
It is.
You're turning a negative experience into an opportunity for growth. I love that.
And this ties into another important idea that Marsden highlights, the importance of setting boundaries.
Yes.
He's all about surrounding yourself with people who are genuinely supportive and invested in your success.
Your tribe.
Your tribe, exactly. And he says that those who are willing to invest in you, those who are there for you through thick and thin, those are the keepers.
The keepers. That's a good way to put it.
So we've covered a lot of ground already just in this first part of our deep dive.
I know, right?
Authenticity, long-term investment, avoiding superficiality, learning from negative experiences, and finding your tribe.
Wow.
It's clear that Marsden has a wealth of wisdom to share, and we've only just scratched the surface.
This is good stuff.
It is, and I'm curious what's resonating with you so far.
Well, let me think about that for a second.
What's standing out is particularly relevant to your own experiences?
Well, it's funny how Marsden kind of flips the script on what it means to pour into people.
Yeah.
You know, we often think of it as like financial support.
Right. But he's saying like genuine care and respect, those are even more valuable investments.
And he actually shares an example of this.
Cool, really?
With his relationship with Jeremy Scott. You know, a big name in the fitness world.
Mm-hmm.
They've been friends for years, supporting each other's growth way before any like financial aspect came into it.
So it was really about that genuine connection first.
Exactly. And it highlights that long-term, you know,
bonds
built on those shared experiences.
Right. It's not about what you can get from someone, but how you can like contribute to their journey too.
And, you know, Marsden's not afraid to call out what he sees as hypocrisy, especially in the coaching world.
But what's that?
He talks about how some coaches will like preach about helping others, but then they shut out anyone who they perceive as like negative or not beneficial to their own success.
That's interesting.
It makes you think about, you know, aligning your actions with your values.
Right. If you're really committed to helping people,
you
don't just exclude the ones who might be struggling or offer a different perspective.
And he even uses this term,
what's that?
Negative NES.
Okay.
To describe people who are constantly negative, but he makes it clear he wouldn't abandon his friends just because they exhibit those traits.
Yeah.
He sees it as an opportunity to help them shift their mindset.
It's like leading by example rather than just talking about positivity.
Yeah.
You're actively trying to help people cultivate it.
Exactly. And he contrasts that with, you know, some successful people who seem to like distance themselves from anyone who doesn't fit their image of success.
Oh, I see.
It's almost like they're afraid to be associated with anyone who might like tarnish their brand.
Mm.
And actually, he encourages people to look beyond, you know, the curated world of social media and delve into autobiographies of like truly successful people to get a more balanced perspective.
That's a good point.
Because you see that, you know, real success is often built on that humility and gratitude.
Yeah, those who have achieved great things, they acknowledge the role others have played, and they stay connected to their roots.
And speaking of staying connected, Marsden's surprisingly open about his own networking strategies.
Oh, really?
He's very transparent about reaching out to people on social media, even sending voice notes.
Wow.
To express his genuine interest.
Okay.
And he really believes that sincerity is key to forging those initial connections.
So it's about being authentic and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Showing you're not just trying to add another name to your contact list.
Yeah, I like that.
And he's also very open about his own struggles, you know?
Yeah.
Acknowledging that he's been through a lot.
Sure.
But he emphasizes that those experiences have like shaped him, given him valuable wisdom to share.
So that vulnerability allows people to connect with him on a human level.
Exactly. And it reminds us that success isn't a linear path. Everyone faces challenges along the way.
For sure.
One of the most striking things he talks about is how people who knew him like before his success, they often don't understand or value his current work.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like they're stuck in this time warp, you know, still seeing him through the lens of their past interactions.
That's got to be frustrating.
It can be. And he talks about the importance of setting boundaries in those situations.
Oh, it's hard.
It can be really tough.
Yeah.
But he's adamant that, you know, those who are willing to invest in you and support your growth, those are the real keepers.
That's such a good point, surrounding yourself with people who believe in you and want to see you succeed.
And sometimes, you know, finding your tribe means letting go of those relationships that no longer serve you.
It's true.
Even if it's tough.
It is.
But it's about recognizing that growth often requires making space for new connections.
Right. the ones that align with your evolving values and aspirations.
And he gives this really interesting example from the fitness industry, talking about how personal trainers often struggle to stand out in a crowded market, especially if they don't have a ton of money to spend on marketing.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is. And it highlights the need for, you know, creativity and resourcefulness when you're building a business.
Right, like relying solely on superficial marketing tactics might not cut it.
Instead, he's saying investing in those genuine relationships
and
providing real value to clients, that's a much more powerful strategy.
That's a great lesson for anyone in business, building trust and loyalty through authentic connection.
And he also cautions against getting caught up in that keeping up with the Joneses mentality, especially in the entrepreneurial world.
Oh, I see.
You know, he's observed that some groups of entrepreneurs, they seem more focused on competing with each other than genuinely supporting one another's growth.
It's easy to fall into that comparison trap.
It is, especially in a world where everyone's showcasing their highlight reel on social media.
That's so true.
So he encourages listeners to find, you know, those people who bring genuine joy and support into their lives.
Yeah, not just the ones who are trying to get ahead at all costs.
And he's very candid about the fact that you have to go through a lot of the wrong people to find the right ones.
You do. You have to kiss a lot of frogs.
Exactly. But he encourages listeners to change their mindset about that.
Okay.
To view those negative experiences as valuable lessons.
It's about reframing those challenges as opportunities for growth and learning.
And he also points out that, you know, joining those inner circles of highly successful people often comes at a price, literally.
Oh, he's talking about those high-level masterminds and coaching programs.
Yeah, the ones that require a significant financial investment.
Right.
And he doesn't necessarily condemn those programs.
Okay.
But he emphasizes that participants should understand the value exchange.
You're paying for access to that person's network expertise and opportunities.
And he advises listeners to be discerning about who they choose to invest in.
Do your due diligence.
Exactly. And make sure that person or program is a good fit for your goals and values.
That makes sense.
And then he shares this really interesting observation about the nature of success.
Okay, what's that?
He says that many truly successful people aren't actually very active on social media.
Oh, that's interesting.
It challenges the assumption that, you know, social media presence equals success.
Yeah.
He even suggests that some people with millions of followers might actually have a lot of bots inflating their numbers.
So be critical of what you see online.
Right. Don't get caught up in the hype.
That's a good reminder.
And instead, he encourages listeners to focus on building those genuine connections with people who are aligned with their values and goals.
Prioritizing authenticity, integrity, and genuine connection over chasing those fleeting measures of success.
So I think we've done a pretty thorough job of unpacking Marsden's insights.
Yeah.
His video was just packed with so much valuable information about building genuine relationships and navigating, you know, the complexities of personal and professional growth.
Absolutely. He's clearly speaking from a place of experience and genuine care for his audience.
Definitely. And his willingness to be vulnerable and share his own struggles, I think, makes his message even more relatable and impactful.
For sure.
And I know I've personally learned a lot from this deep dive. And I'm sure our listeners have too. What are some of the key takeaways that have resonated with you?
There's been so much good stuff.
There really has.
What's really resonating with you?
So many things. But I think one of the things that really struck me was his emphasis on the long game.
Yeah.
You know, he's not interested in those transactional relationships where you're just trying to get something from someone.
Right.
It's about those deep, meaningful connections that develop over time.
And you can see that in everything he does.
Right.
From sending those podcast edits to guests to protecting them from clickbait media.
Yeah. It makes you think how many of us are truly investing in our relationships that way.
I know.
Are we showing up consistently? Are we offering genuine support? Are we considering the other person's needs and perspectives?
Are we in it for the long haul?
Exactly. And he makes this really good point about how sometimes even the people closest to us, our friend, our family, they might not fully understand or appreciate our journey.
It's true, especially if we've achieved some level of success that they haven't.
It can be really tough.
It is.
To feel like you're not fully seen or understood by those you care about most.
It's almost like they're holding onto this old version of you.
Yeah.
Unable to grasp how much you've grown.
And in those situations, he talks about the importance of setting boundaries.
That's hard.
It can be really tough.
Yeah.
But it's about recognizing that we have the right to create a circle that nourishes us and uplifts us, even if it means making some difficult decisions.
It's about protecting your energy.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Glenn Marsden's wisdom,
yeah,
I'm left with this feeling of empowerment.
I agree.
He's given us a roadmap, not just for building better relationships, but for navigating, you know, all the complexities of personal and professional growth.
And doing it in a way that feels authentic.
Exactly.
To yourself.
He's reminding us that success isn't about chasing external validation.
Right.
Or trying to fit into some predefined mold.
Yeah.
It's about staying true to ourselves, cultivating those meaningful connections, and creating a life that reflects, you know, our
values. Our book is values and aspirations.
Exactly. And to bring it back to one of his most powerful metaphors, it's about earning a seat at the table.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
But here's the thing. If we're not invited to a particular table, we have the power to create our own.
Such a powerful thought.
It is. It's about taking ownership of our journey and building a network that aligns with our unique gifts and goals.
And not waiting for permission.
We don't need permission. We can create those opportunities.
Love it.
So to our listeners, we encourage you to take Marsden's insights to heart.
Yes.
Think about the relationships you want to nurture, the connections you want to make, and the tables you want to create.
Yes, you can.
You can remember that building genuine relationships takes time and effort. And a willingness to be vulnerable and authentic.
And as we've learned, those who are willing to invest in you, those who see your potential and support your growth, those are the keepers.
Choose your tribe wisely.
Yes.
Invest in those relationships and never be afraid to build your own table.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, this is great.
We'll see you next time, ready to explore another fascinating topic.